Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I have a track here for you this morning from Aryan Disgrace. And I'd just like to thank you all for tuning in. Give a shout out to a couple good shows coming off today. Narcoleptic Youth is playing with Love Canal, Broken Patron Saints, Sorry State, Corrupted Youth, and a few more. This is at the 13th Frame Lounge in Whittier, on Whittier Boulevard in La Habra. A lot of good bands playing there tonight. Let's see, $10 to get in, 21 and over with a full bar. And the band start at 7 o'clock. Now, if you're in Las Vegas, you want to go to the Gin Wedding with the Ditch Diggers and Punch Card. And they're at the Double Down in Las Vegas tonight, and that's going to be a really good show. And, of course, we can't forget the Cafe Nila on Cypress Avenue in L.A., and they've got Hookah, Amandine's, Alley Cats, and Hellbat. Oh, wait, there's another really good one here. We got the Rump Shaker Fest 2 kicking off today in about 2 hours. Tickets are still on sale. And let's see. Oh, well, you can still get tickets at the door, too. So that's the Rump Shaker Fest. I don't know anything about it, but I do have a special guest in the studio, and this is Greg from Slaughterhouse 5. Hi, Greg. So nice to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, Candace.
Great.
Good to hear you and everything. How's my level?
Okay. Well, tell us about Slaughterhouse 5. I remember booking them back at the cafe a few times in Hollywood. And how did you guys get started?
Boy, it's kind of a long, sordid story. I first met China back in 1983 when I was working at Mystic. I came to work at Mystic as a 16-year-old dropout looking to get into the music business, you know. And I had been to a recording engineer school in North Hollywood, and I called up Doug one day, and he said, hey, we're doing hardcore, heavy metal, and punk rock. I think it was the only studio I called. I was calling a list of studios trying to find a studio I could get a job at, and I think he was the only one that answered and actually said, come down. We recorded Led Zeppelin and all this stuff. So anyways, I ended up meeting China when I was working there, and if other people don't know, China. They might know him by his real name, which was Rod Figueroa. He was from Ventura, and he was a genius drummer, one of the most amazing, best drummers ever, I think.
And where is he today?
He's not alive.
I'm sorry, what?
He's not alive. He died in
1989. Oh, he's up in rock and roll heaven then, huh?
Yeah.
Well.
And, yeah, he died in 1989, but he was a genius drummer. He could play just like Ian Pace from Deep Purple.
Oh,
and
great musician there, yes.
Yeah, he was an amazing drummer, and he had been in Christian Death with Michael Montano, who was also in Noise God. I didn't know this when I first met him, but he asked me to play in his band at that time, which was Noise God.
Yeah, I tried to get some of those guys to play at the cafe when Mike wanted to do some metal, and it's like they wouldn't step foot down there. They said, no, we're not going in a punk club.
Oh, I played with Noise God at the Cafe de Grand.
Did you? Oh, well, I meant Christian Death.
Oh, you
Christian
meant Christian Death.
Would
okay.
not play, huh?
I see. Okay. Okay. Yeah, well, he asked me to be in Noise God, and so my first gig with Noise God was playing at the Bacchanal in San Diego, opening for the Lords of New Church. And then it all went downhill from there, no.
And you play lead guitar, right?
Yeah. I started off as being like the second guitar player in Noise God. And then after Noise God kind of fizzled out, then we started Slaughterhouse 5. We started Slaughterhouse 5 in the winter of 83 and played our first gig, I think, in February of 84.
Right, that's when I started working there, was in 84.
Yeah. What else do you want me to tell you?
I'm sorry?
What else do you want me to tell you about it?
Oh, well, tell me a little bit about your time with Dee Detroit.
Oh, okay. Well, that was from, like, you mean playing in the band with her?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we started our own band, 87, called it Hit 36, and we, played around Hollywood a bunch, made a couple of demos. We had some pretty good songs.
Are you the writer of the songs for Slaughterhouse 5?
Yeah, I'm half writer, so I wrote music. I didn't write the lyrics.
Uh-huh.
Most of the songs I'm half writer of the music.
I see. Okay, well, we're going to take a break here for a minute and listen to some Aggression, Go to War.
Come on.
How's the honeymoon going? I'm sure it's pretty good. Yeah. So we're back in the studio here with Greg Corzine of Slaughterhouse Five.
Hey.
Are you still here with us?
I'm still here. I lost you and I called you back.
So
yeah,
what
I was
do you
talking
have
about,
coming up here?
Well, we're talking about...
What are your plans for the future?
Well, we're talking about releasing some of the old Slaughterhouse 5 stuff that never got put out because, you know, we recorded a record, but it never got released for various reasons because we were, how should I say it? Had a lot of problems with the different band members, but, yeah, the stuff that ended up on the Mystic Comps as far as Slaughterhouse 5 was not the best stuff at all, so...
Well, then we're looking for some of the best stuff to come.
Yeah, definitely.
Great.
And, you know, China and I also played in Acid Head with Mark Hale. The singer and guitar player of that band. And we were on the track of the Supreme song, what's it called, on the Covers album.
Right, right.
Love Child.
Right, okay.
Love Child. Yeah, so that's me, China, and Mark as Acid Head.
Okay.
You can hear China's drumming on that and also China's drumming on... Because, you know, China started out as a drummer and then he moved into being a singer later on, Slaughterhouse 5. Then we brought Kenny Toy in on drums.
I see.
And
all
Kenny
right.
Choi's
well, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. It was great talking with you, and we'll look forward to seeing your record come out on Mystic. And I want to remind everybody to get out there and see the shows and support the bands and have a good time and party or go home. See you next week. I'm going to close you with a track from the Rockets.
She's got a man on the side. She's with him today. And I probably won't die. But it sure feels that way. I used to be strong. I used to be tough. And she used to be pretty. But now she's just pretty fucked up. But now she's pretty fine.
will see you again next week. Party or go home. Bye now.